Welcome to Basic Music Theory. I've tried to take all the positive things about teaching theory, thrown in many of the tricks I've used with thousands of students, and tossed in a little humor in an effort to make learning music theory both easier and more enjoyable. Basic Music Theory is your introduction to another language, the rich and often strange language of music. By the time you've completed even two lessons in this book, you'll have made big steps down the path toward understanding written music. With this language, you'll be able to reproduce sounds from nearly 1,000 years ago by someone like Guillaume de Machaut. And with this same language, you can play music by contemporary musicians. Name your favorite artist. If it's written down, you'll be able to understand and interpret it. Learning theory will take some focus and some work, but that work will be clearly explained and you'll be surprised to find how easy it can be. Nobody likes to work on a task endlessly. For that reason, the theory lessons are broken up by interludes every few chapters. These interludes cover things like practice, conducting, musical terms, and a brief history of written music. Why basic music theory? Learning music theory doesn't have to be a long and difficult process. It does take some work, but with this book, you can make that work much easier. Whether you're a teacher or a student, I'd like to spare you any of that frustration and difficulty. Music theory is a language that is used by all Western instruments. Whether you play kazoo or crumhorn, voice or vibraphone, French horn or nose flute, pig snout, psaltery or percussion, trombone or triangle, bagpipes or bass fiddle, sousaphone or saxophone, well, you get the idea. Whatever instrument you play, reading music will be a useful tool in your studies, and this book will give you that tool. What's inside? Basic music theory is divided into 7 parts, and in each part are several chapters. Between some of the parts are interludes, standalone sections giving information on aspects of music other than theory. The parts. Each part is made up of 4 to 7 chapters. The division isn't arbitrary. Information in each part is related, and the reviews of that part come at a point where a review will do the most good. The part reviews. At the end of each part is a comprehensive review in the same format as the chapter reviews. Cross-references below the questions allow you to quickly find and reread any section that you haven't quite remembered yet. The chapters. Each chapter is fairly short and contains detailed information on only 1 or 2 topics, and each chapter has a review at the end. About the reviews. After each chapter and part is a section that contains questions on the information that has just been presented. The reviews are arranged as quizzes, but with one important difference. The answers are in the margin. That's right, the answers are right there. The best way to learn is to get immediate feedback. There is no better way to get feedback than to have the answer right there with the question. Of course, this does you no good if you can see the answer before reading the question, so you have to cover up the answers while you give yourself the quiz. In the back of this book, and on this book's website, is a printable PDF of a bookmark with a piano keyboard on one side and a guitar fretboard on the other. Use the guide to cover up the answers while you test yourself. And on this book's website, you can find the printable quizzes so that you can print those up if you'd like. After you answer the question, simply uncover the answer in the margin and kiss yourself on the elbow for giving the correct answer. If you didn't get the correct answer, at least you have the answer right there to remind you. Voila! Instant feedback, and your memory of the material is enhanced. Once you're confident you know the information, you can either go on to the next chapter or take the written quiz. In addition to the free quizzes and the images, you'll also find several other extras, like the piano keyboard, practice aids, and those sorts of things, at the website for this book, which again can be found online at basicmusictheory.audio. Basic Music Theory is meant to be used as a textbook and study guide, with written work taking place on the blank staff paper you'll find throughout this book and on the website. Another option for listeners of this audiobook is to get the Kindle book, and the Kindle book is synced with the audiobook so you can scroll through the book automatically as you listen. So if you're interested in the music of Mozart or Metallica, Beethoven or B.B. King, Dizzy Gillespie or Vince Gill, The Clash or Johnny Cash, you finally found the right book.